Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. I just want to know, yesterday you were banging on about Australia Post and you paid Express Post and you'd had a notification it was arriving yesterday. Did your costume for our birthday bash arrive yesterday?
No.
What?
Well, I found out that the seller didn't send it till Tuesday evening last week.
Good Lord.
So it's not actually all Australia Post's fault.
Okay. But you're still going to get it in time for the party because it should come today.
I really hope so,
yeah.
But there's no guarantees.
Look,
it is, you know.
You might have to just come as Adamant after all.
Well, I've got to get another costume then, haven't I? You know.
Gunners, just reach back into your wardrobe, pull something out. It's from the 80s.
Great.
You'll be right.
Thanks a lot.
Gunners, today is Global Hand Washing Day.
Okay.
So, wash your hands.
I already have.
Well, that's good. I can't express how important it is to wash your hands after you've been to the little boy or girl's room, before you eat your meals, and after you handle things that are germ factories like pets. But of course, there is scientific reasoning behind why washing your hands is so important.
Go on.
You know the reason, right?
To stop the spread of germs?
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner. No germ for you dinner. Because germs from unwashed hands can get into your food and your drinks while people prepare or consume them. Germs can multiply in some types of foods or drinks and make people very sick. We've all heard of gastro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Washing your hands is the best way to prevent yourself from getting sick or passing your germs on to other people. Because you don't realise how much you actually touch your eyes, your nose and your mouth without even realising it. So make sure before you eat and after you go to the toilet, wash your hands.
And get some of that hand sanitizer on your desk. That works for me.
Yeah, that's great. Love the smell of that.
New ethanol scent. Mmm.
Keeps your hands clean, though, and stops you from getting sick.
True.
And that's Ali's Random Facts for Global Hand Washing Day right here on The Wave. Now, you love Vegemite, right?
Love Vegemite.
And Aussies love tennis ace Ash Barty, who, of course, is currently singles and doubles world number one champion.
She's amazing.
So, you know what's happened?
What?
The two have combined. Barty might.
I was picturing, you know, Ash just covered in Vegemite.
No, that's not happening. The 380-gram limited edition jar of Vegemite called Bartymite will feature Ash's signature and be stocked at all major supermarkets across the nation. That's amazing. Two legendary icons of Australia teaming up together in one delicious jar. Well, Ash won't be in the jar, but a name will be on the jar.
I actually ran out of Vegemite the other day. It's amazing how much Vegemite you can get out of a jar that you think is empty because I put it in the recycle pile. I forgot to get some.
So back to the recycle pile you went.
Back to the recycle pile. I got enough to do what I needed it for then, like a couple of pieces of toast, and it went back the same day because I forgot Vegemite at the shops again. So I got two more lots of Vegemite out of what I thought was originally an empty jar.
Vegemite, a little bit goes a long way.
It does go a long way.
It does. So if you want to grab yourself some Bartymite, they'll be in shopping centres later this month.
I've got Veggie Barty.
Bartymite.
Oh, Bartymite.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
We are finally getting a huge Harry Potter store in Australia, but you'll have to hop a Nimbus 2000 or a plane to Melbourne to shop there. The store opens this Friday at Myer in the Melbourne City Centre, and the cast of the Cursed Child musical will open the store with a very magical performance. You can even get a picture on platform 9 3/4, buy a wand from Ollivander's, pick up some Bertie Bott's beans, or deck yourself out in your favourite house robes. Which just leaves one question, Gunners. Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, or Ravenclaw?
Puff and stuff for me.
Have you seen the movies?
A couple of them.
I think you'd go very well in House Slytherin, actually.
Okay, Slytherin it is.
Nice. Justin Bieber is selling his house on his Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
The pop singer posted numerous pictures and videos of his house across the weekend saying, "I think I want to sell my home in Beverly Hills. Who wants it?" The $12.5 million home is nicknamed the Tropics and features 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, a home theatre and a wine cellar. Now, where did I put that spare $12.5 million? Right, it's my turn to do the hard word today, and the word is preponderate.
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 Pre or pro?
Well, no, pre. So preponderate.
Okay.
Does it mean, A, to seize control?
I was just about to ask you, what does that mean?
I'm about to tell you.
What an idiot.
Well, you can choose.
Okay.
Okay, does it mean, A, to seize control, B, to influence by insidious means, or C, have greater importance? A, B, or C, preponderate. Time's up.
Jesus, that was quick. I'm going to go with C, have greater importance.
Okay, you're going to go with C, to have greater importance.
Yeah.
Online news outlets have begun to preponderate over traditional print newspapers. Yes, it does mean C, have greater importance. You got one right.
What do you sound so surprised for?
No reason.
I guess I'm right all the time.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.